Ah, there we go. Wild Korea, I came to unperform. Using their bodies of covert language, the cut of themselves, grazing. Bodies that knew they were meals, but their teeth were wrong. Eloping with the form, disastering. A stippling of the lens, the 1970s dollar in high contrast, three-quarter profile. Blowing around the codes torn from a stem, a populist seriality, checking the island around, held aloft by a slick virtuality, tyranny of the genre's feigned lightness. I write with my mouth. Ships are named after monarchs. Highways are named after dead cops. Streets are named after average men. The seduction of reading and rereading our old hatreds of the world. Bodily, but no. Reminders of the performance body, so much of it. Bolus of allergy, the way skin moves around sweat, core extremities, I am peeling off myself, always from the screen. Dense and stupid money, social life's work. Hungry as a scientific unit. Embargoed little meat unit caught in the turnstile, flavored like ice, like clear. Geometries and protrusions of civic cartoon ADA icon. The border is already inside you. Myelin drenching backward stab of animal know-how. Smiling humane pleather in half spheres of math. A gibbous plenty. The pink death flesh, thick with flushed prescriptions. Our pneumatic species washes its surrogate makeup and accords a metabolized cipher to the meat of swimming. Dry, nested frailty, futurity in the marrow, throat unencumbered, and a breathing circle is produced. We become the prosthetic shadow of a taxonomy losing its mass. Landscape, prescription, olfaction. Your body has a way of code switching, evading fatigue chaperone. Muscle memory begins as skill, yet lingers as animal, like water. To embrace in spite of everything you know about the way things are. Taking their lives into my eyes, a frisson as my throat intakes, dissolves, like Saburo Murakami's augmented figure made whole, passing through endless dilated paper surfaces, all one intensely somatic experience. An actionist, an accumulated biogovernment of techniques. A woman is dead. Count the number of times that her body is framed by property. Prefixed and torn, sealed into a new anatomy, perhaps. Objects are never not more alive. The yellow plastic barrier, its asterisk edges, hyphenates us and the police, their capital twists in the breeze as we perish into sweat stain on veils or the exertion which anonymity demands. Then dawn decomposes in time's capacitive scanner. Its silhouette graphs the east. Thank you. Ask a nightmare what we found after rank and are readying for all over again. Corpus in drift, in salt, under the red, as though we could escape the mirror as time got in it. Bones with their all over pour, our generation of sick, at once eating alive and ripening me, as though its teeth were instant suns, it's getting its air from inside me. The chirality of your shape and its crisis, faltering in extruded light, guilty as glass, picture window of the political sublime, inherits the patrician code that sheaths my email. Demilitarized zone behind the eyelids burns and peels away like another page turning, a highly personalized blood black language. Waiting for its own scabs to begin, little cicades that include a universe which doesn't scale. Dictatorial statue falls, silent as God. Or maybe it just tired from the lines. My chief nature, soaked in oil and nacre. My gardens of lie in the deep frozen, tending to my little gaps, tender and legal. Singular they, polyverse of I. Carceral devices spray painted to resemble meat. A turgid halo. The holes in my meat, Argus-eyed. Not a space with a core, a space of surfaces wherein I flail awake with bones that don't set in place and pivot on all the children's dreams. In framing my chemistress, auto-imprisonment like the way money reproduces itself. A quick and privileged scream vibrating in a loop. We have nothing but this life. Reacting against it, I retrain my accent in a neon hour. Wanting to sell myself into a forgotten music. I open my camera. My fate was just an image, swallowing empire semaphores, or a process that could foretell what makes an image so that we might know what makes a life. If the image is a weapon, then my life is one of becoming artillery. To govern this, we could have no law of language, only images. In the era of zero, health fades like ego. We cup hands around a hexadecimal rose. We remember when we could be silent some of the time, and not an overwritten collection of limbs, and not skin, annotated, torqued, and feral, running through the tropical gray, or a name on a recall petition, which, in a different register, could be a synonym for partial birth to pierce the membrane of hello. Fraction, parcel, plan, decay. If the geometry of imperialism is not womb, then it is memory. The textual swamp drag, military argot, plates around an unaffected island, medicine bath in a brutalist eye socket, and all these names. The future cannot exist without speculation. After the dopamine-soaked interfaces, the selfie panoply, the meme of the everyday, that being the archaeology of the quotidian, for what is more casual than freefall? Where nothing is architectural, after the undifferentiated and liquid singularity of narcissist doxa, after the abandonment of a paradise of forms, after text issued via Markov chains, after the perfection of the call, which is, after all, a lens, confronting syntagmatic injury of rectangular petrochemicals, war, and time. Throttling its syntax, we just stab the magazine's eyes into a collage of centuries of mirror. Shattering this soft epoch with glass hammers, in the privacy of your own time, some on-demand service in the name economy, a soundtrack that hypnotizes its actors. There is a bruise in the artifice designed to conceal any trace of organicity. The substance of sick wrinkles the death rate, stains the mirage and pins it to a tungsten sanctuary. one of magic eye optics, as though if you squinted hard enough, another image would come forth, one you liked better. Socialized movements produce a translucent uniform that never quite fits, but stretches as an awkward patina that decodes the chemical makeup of its host. How to be unembedded. We bleat in Kruger's italics, but until your autobiography screams, anthologize every cough, and stare at the sweat of deliberate emptiness on the surface of this small glass of patience. We loomed our exodus over a frame of sameness, fetal like a soft fist, coiled like poison tight in an ear. Sediment of mirror or lacquer of a dead screen. I was about to bomb the house when the sky tripped and scattered like an oracle. Image making form, body by body. By body, in an iridescent fray. They announced without arriving, holes neither made nor kept. Glistening, the afterbirthing filmic sheen of her, or maybe just another mouth whose air was a camera. Air you could memorize. I wish they all could be theoretical girls. A transferential pulse, no genetic information, just a thing of programmable light and language. Maybe from another syllable, maybe from another animal. My breath is taking. Perforations inside the boundaries. The child said to his mother, "You are changing the object." "No," she replied, "subject. You are changing the subject." Abject, concrete, glass, sand, formica, steel table, a tableau, how life refuses to be an event. A suitcase is just a suitcase until it blows you apart. So badly that I erupted twice.
into breeding or utensil, into gouache night spot, into flimsy shadow, phosphorescent orange. You're asleep with the raw stuff, the most experimental education you could scroll with your hands. I want to fund their secret light, to soak in terror and chemical hungers. To mend the indices of our sensorium is not to repair a world. You are still written with a 3,000 hertz LRAD. Fellow cell phone users of Earth, you befriend it all. How much public space will we need to all be speakers? In stutters and novelty t-shirts that can't be spelt. Swimming private space, silently, mouthing into thinking blindness, and would easily be executed, but yes. Species one, goodbye. The nth vacuole. Atomic passages quilt in interstice within warped surfaces of time, scented like part of dream. Remixing a gifted mouth, tubes of it. This is so art, I indescribe it. Subjectivity is not a loss you can hold in your hands. The seven spheres of the seven elements of the seven paths to divine perfection all begin with it and end in drowning. May all billboard advertisements be composed of slash and breeze. Ambit of life is reduced to that corrupt syntax. A sequence of frames. Chemicals that can be broken down like infants retracing their steps back to the factory. The primitive self is the one who cries when the eagle consumes his spleen, the one who misses six other sisters, the one whose belt binds a world. The sun is an overheated mass of quartz, sublimating the silver collage of narrative. Sky is now full of radar and secret war. Death's parabola glows a violent algorithm. Arcs recirculates back to Genesis and goes black. We will suffer these genetics together. Neon attacks in false consciousness, precariat columnar existence. How the crisis ethicist gets, disperses, and replenishes its energy. Downloading ghost linkages upon our body jars. The rare math of these death masks dumped out of its costume. Does only emptiness resonate in an iridescent? A trend of apathy. They announce Thank you.